standing room only. Yes, hopefully.
No problem.
So, how's this work? We have we each give our presentation and is there like discussion afterwards or something? Okay. And then like 21 minutes. What do you teach?
I'm Papat, my friend for I teach men Papat and also have promotion.
Cool. Forward to hearing your presentation.
But I think to make it very promising because of the English and because of giving the time.
Yeah, the time is incredible. I'm glad we have 20 minutes though instead of 15 because
15
I don't even know what I would say.
It's going to be very difficult to do also in French. In French it's 15 minutes. Very sure to make a good presentation on visualizing or other things.
Right. Yeah, especially like theory. So there's like one thing I would want to talk about, I could probably spend, you know, 20 minutes talking about that one thing. And that's the nature of conflict, right? Have you been to APHA before?
I think that
he's the moderator, right? So he
Oh, no. In Yiddish, in Dutch, in German. Except in French, but not in English.
Wow, you speak a lot of languages.
Yes, because not English, but French. French, it's okay. My third language, but in Quebec, it's okay, no problem. But
what's your first one?
Yiddish, and Dutch,
wow.
And German.
Related.
Okay. Understand English, but the vocabulary more.
That's my roommate.
He was the moderator.
Yeah, I just studied Spanish recently.
It's hard to learn Spanish?
So, most of the pronunciations are already in English. It's just learning to not use the English ones and only use the ones, the Spanish ones. But I don't think it's not too bad. You just have to spend time to do it. Yeah, I'd like to learn French so I can read like Foucault or you know, the native language and such. Yeah. I don't have any time to learn anything right now. I'm doing school work.
Are you a teacher?
No, I'm a student.
Teacher?
No, a master's. Maybe one day.
You must be Mark.
Yeah, I'm Mark.
Mark.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Hi. Nice to meet you. I tried to email you, but it was getting bounced back to me with the one that...
Oh, yes. I had a problem with my email box and with the university. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I just needed to know how to introduce each of you. Can you maybe write me out just a couple of seconds?
Yes, of course.
So this is your presentation.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Up now. Okay, good. I don't want to mess with that then. Did you have any problems getting into it? Did you have any problems getting into it? Okay. Okay. So. Well, welcome. I think we should get started in the interest of time. Thank you all for coming. My name is Martin Donahue, and I will be moderating this session. This is the Framing and Fighting, Theory and Practice in the Struggle for Public Health. And this is sponsored by the Socialist Caucus and also endorsed by the Ethics Special Interest Group. And we have three speakers. I'm one of the speakers, which I realize is a little unusual since I'm the moderator. Hopefully I won't abuse my power when it comes to my turn to speak. The original moderator had to back out a week or two ago, so I offered to fill in. We have two other speakers with us. I'm going to start by introducing Véronique LePage. And I just need your background. Okay. Véronique is a postdoctoral fellow at Laval University in Quebec, Canada, and her research and teaching interests are globalization and government, global governance, public health ethics, and evidence-based medicine and knowledge transfer. And the title of her talk is Globalizing Public Health, an Interactive Conceptual Framework. Véronique?
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. My name is Véronique LePage from Quebec, Canada, and I am simply delighted to be here today to present a conceptual framework related to public health without borders. I am a psychiatrist by training, and some years ago, I pursued studies in public health, so I am currently a postdoctoral fellow at Laval University. Now that you are familiar with my terrific Belgian accent, you must know that I do not have any relationships to disclose. Globalization is currently one of the key challenges facing public health practitioners and health policymakers. Today, I would like to present a theoretical model on the globalization of public health over the last 25 years. This model falls within the theme of this annual meeting, Public Health Without Borders. I'd like to address why such theory is required, how the model was developed, and what is the model about. Said model has enabled me to develop five proposals on global governance for public health, which I will enumerate prior to conclude. Facing the daunting global context, public health is at a crossroads, as stated by Bigelow and Bonita, or as Roy further explains, globalization is the crossroads of public health, its mission, and its goal. Beyond the acceptance of the image of a crossroad of the two previous authors, many others agree in saying that the public health sector is currently undergoing a profound crisis. Contemporary globalization, which can be seen as the prime force behind the rapid economic, political, social, environmental, and cultural changes, confronts the practice and research base of public health. By giving rise to inherently global health issues and widening health inequalities, contemporary globalization makes a territorialized vision of public health obsolete or incomplete. A new globalized public health is taking shape. But despite a growing literature on the importance of globalization for health, there is a conspicuous lack of theory. So, theorizing about globalization and public health, let me now address the why, how, and what. Why do we theorize? As Lewin says it, there is nothing more practical than a good theory. And while many people resist conceptual discussions or perceive them as irrelevant intellectual or academic debates of little use in their day-to-day work, different public health authors think that addressing conceptual perspectives upfront is central to improving our practice. To date, in the international literature, there is no comprehensive framework for analyzing or critically assessing the interrelationships between public health and globalization, nor is there any framework using a multi-referential analysis. In 2001, Woodward proposed a framework for analyzing the economic aspects of globalization and their impacts on health. Different frameworks were then presented in the international literature. La Bonté, who conducted a comprehensive review of these analytical frameworks, pointed out the differences and weaknesses. These frameworks were most often partial or incomplete. They stem from varied disciplinary orientations or were polarized, favoring an aspect or dimension of globalization. More often than not, the key constructs were not operationalized. Finally, few frameworks incorporated people as social actors able to influence public policies, social norms, or macroeconomic context. My research is in line with the work carried out by Woodward and Labonté in global health, but the GPH model, the globalized public health model, goes further than global health or even a global public health framework. It takes into account the complexity of the global social change and the multi-referentiality of all these interrelationships. Secondly, I now focus on the how, by defining globalization and public health. In this study, globalization is a multidimensional transformation process in the world which requires taking the actors as a starting point and considering the phenomenon of globalization from the perspective of social, organizational, and institutional change. Globalization can be economic evidence, political understood, and cultural, and its key drivers are economics and technology. Public health is a field of knowledge, research, and collective action for sustained population-wide health improvement with a concern to tackle health inequalities. It's also a field in crisis given the current context of contemporary globalization. The GPH model is a theoretical model of the interrelationships between public health and globalization between 1980 and 2007. The epistemological research paradigm is non-linearity, which means non-linear thinking or complex thinking. So, the model is grounded on a systemic ontology in a realistic epistemology. It is a system theory. It's not a closed textual production of one-way links. It's a plural and open theory grounded on complexity. The GPH model is a dynamic, non-linear historical social model which is characterized by a synchronic and diachronic perspective, non-linear interactions between globalization and public health, circular causality, an homeostatic function of the system and its dialectic character. From a methodological perspective, the model is built through a method called qualitative analysis in writing. It's a qualitative analysis method promoted over the last few years by Muccielli and Payet. It takes on the role of a unique and complete strategy for analyzing data of a corpus, the writing being used to update and deploy conceptualization. It's a flexible method allowing to rethink phenomena in all their complexity and to theorize about them. It's also a new method in public health. The GPH model is an interactive digital model. It corresponds to a non-linear system supported by a visual representation, I mean by five interrelated figures. The system is also supported by a synchronic framework of 30 integrative concepts, incorporating 115 other elements parts of the system via more than 1,300 hypertext links. Even if the model is interactive and cannot be transposed in paper format, I refer to it as Figure 4. Figure 4, called theoretical model, appears on CD-ROM. Figure 4 includes itself four figures, 4A, 4A, 4B, 4C, and 4D, which appear by a click on the yellow stars. 4A, which is called Histories and Forms of Globalization. 4B, Imaginations and New Public Health. 4C, Logics, Key Logics of Globalization and Societies. And 4D, which is entitled Globalized Public Health. The five proposals related to global governance for public health are an integral part of it. So, First proposal. Given the time, of course, I'm only present a shortcut title of each proposal. First proposal, to fight against the institution of knowledge, of closed knowledge within the context of a globalized knowledge-based economy and promote health-related knowledge as a global public good. Second proposal, to promote and build a civically educated global civil society which is responsible and socially aware, constituting an opposing force to globalization, to remodel the field of public health and adapt it to the global context and the global social change, to oppose the right to health to the current marketing of disease and to reject the current social responsibility of transnational corporations as a strategy to regulate capitalism. The social, political, and historical significance of the model stems from its elaboration as a knowledge transfer tool, specifically developed in order to meet the needs of public health researchers, public health practitioners, and health policymakers. For public health researchers, the usefulness of the model comes out at different levels. At the epistemological level, non-linearity is a new research paradigm. At the methodological level, qualitative analysis and writing, and at the technological level, because of the integration of the ICTs. For public health practitioners, the model holds, above all, an important heuristic value, while secondly encouraging critical commitment, reflection, and action. For decision makers, the model provides a concrete path of action for setting up global health policies. Globalized public health make public health practitioners face the choice of some discouragement in view of the extent of the task of global governance for public health. But it's also the same globalized public health that would allow us to invent a new identity for public health, promoting structural change and organizing opposing forces to globalization and its impacts on health. Through our local research and our local professional positions, we could then work to promote global health, which could entail participating locally in organizing globalized public health, in legitimizing it from our respective local spaces, participating in publicly oriented global governance and public health, and working on the emergence of a cosmopolitan public health structure. This concludes my presentation. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you, Veronique. What we'll do is we'll take a few questions after each speaker, and then at the end we'll have a lot more time open for discussion. So are there any questions now for Veronique? I've got, I'd like to ask a question if I may. You mentioned in one of your slides opposing the corporate sense of social responsibility, and corporate social responsibility has now become kind of a buzzword and a way, some might say, I would say, for corporations to whitewash their activities or greenwash, or if they associate themselves with UN principles, to do what's called blue washing their image, and a way for them to somehow deflect responsibilities for some of the harms that their activities may be causing, be it in the environmental health sphere or the political sphere or the human rights sphere. However, given the current economic paradigm that exists under globalization, where corporations have a lot of power, how might public health educators and officials work with corporations to change that current paradigm of corporate social responsibility to make it a true social responsibility, or do we need to actually upend economic models in the way global governance takes place? I realize that's a loaded question, but I would hope that hopefully you could expand on some of those ideas and how that plays into your model.
Thank you. Of course, it's a very interesting question, and I think that the globalized public health model is a model to fight to resist the contemporary globalization, and so we have to promote other forms of globalization in a new structure for public health sector. So I think that within the model there are different propositions and sub-propositions and recommendations which have been developed to as new path of action of to organize all of us this new public health without borders.
So it sounds like what you're saying is that this is not really a model that has much room for the current practice of corporate social responsibility, but what you're really trying to do is upend the role of corporations entirely. I myself think that that's a necessary approach.
Yes, and I would be pleased to center everybody who is interested into the CD-ROM with the each proposals to receive the critics, the comments of each of us.
And do you have a website or a place where if someone wants to look at this model in more detail?
Not yet, but in a few weeks, I will have a website with the model in French, but it will be translated in Spanish and in English within the next month. So
I'm sorry for my English because I have a mental block. It would be very very interesting to share our comments, our critics concerning the related to the model.
I'm sure it would be very helpful. And in fact, if you let Martha Livingston, who runs the Socialist Caucus, know, we can distribute that information to those who are members, and they can hopefully pass it along to their colleagues. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our next presentation is by Mark Brewster, who's a master's student in the Department of Society, Human Development, and Health at the Harvard School of Public Health. He has taught Latin American social medicine and is interested in health inequalities and society. And Mark's presentation is entitled Politics and Strategies in Health Inequalities Discourses.
Hello, everyone. I'm not really using a PowerPoint so much because my subject doesn't exactly lend itself.